email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
And a quick reminder about our quiz, 0818715925, 0818715925. Lady Gaga plays which comic book villain in the new Joker film, Harley Quinn or Harley Davidson? 0818715925. Now, there's a lot of excitement around today about a gigantic new map of our Milky Way that's just been published. The map covers an area equivalent to 8,600 full moons. It contains 200,000 separate images of space and 500 terabytes of data collected over a 13-year period. It was a painstaking project that reveals over 1.5 billion cosmic joules. To help us make sense of all that, we have Kevin Nolan, lecturer in physics at Technological University Dublin, on the line. Good afternoon, Kevin.
Hi, all right.
I did the maths on this. So just that's the equivalent of this terabytes thing, 500 terabytes. Mm. I think it's the equivalent of 500,000 home computers. That's what you need to store all that. Yeah.
Yeah. Or somewhere maybe around a billion books.
A billion books. Right. Right. Yeah. That's a lot of information. So, give us the background to this.
Yeah. Well, basically, Ireland is a member of this organisation called the European Southern Observatory, 18 countries, massive observatory in Chile, South America, best observing in the sky at the Atacama Desert, and they've been 13 years building this map. As I said, 200,000 images. Now, what's special about it is that they've been looking back over the same period of sky time and time again using infrared. And that means two things. They've been able to see these billions of stars move over that time, and we can see through the center of the dust of the Milky Way, peer straight into the middle of the Milky Way to see stuff that the likes of Hubble couldn't see because it'd be blocked by dust. So because we've seen this movement, we now can build a map of the motion of the Milky Way galaxy, how these stars are moving, and a 3D map, like a Northern Survey map almost of a region. So it's incredibly exciting, and they're already making huge discoveries from it.
Okay. So this is reference. This is photographs, if you like, of our galaxy.
Right.
And now it's up to other people, is it, to look at these and see what they can make of them?
It's a two-stage process. So the people who did this have already published over 300 papers with amazing new discoveries, but it's now open source. Like, it will be literally another 10 or 20 years before we'll get everything out of the survey. Anybody can go and get it. But, of course, typically we will have maybe undergraduates and postgraduates in Irish universities trawling through this. Mm. And they'll discover new how stars are born. Like, we don't know how that exactly happens. New planets, rogue planets, by the way, that don't have a star. They're just drifting through space. Organic molecules forming in space. And, you know, basically, the big questions of how does organic matter form? Again, how do stars and planets form? Where did we come from is usually what we're asking at the centre of all of this.
Just remind us then, so we're in the Milky Way galaxy. How many galaxies are in the universe?
Well, we estimate around 2 trillion galaxies in the observable universe, and there may be many more beyond that. And we're one of them. Again, right. Milky Way is a hum. Now, can I just say, by the way, although our listeners can't see this survey, if they just Google VISTA Milky Way Zoom, just those four words, VISTA Milky Way Zoom.
Yeah.
They'll find an earlier survey that they can zoom in on their computers, and I tell you, it is mind-blowing. This is one from about 10 years ago, but it will absolutely blow you away. You keep zooming in and zooming in and seeing more and more and more and more stars. It's from the same camera, the VISTA camera, and just type in VISTA Milky Way Zoom, and you'll find it on your web browser. And it's gorgeous.
And this new one, the 500 terabytes of data, is 4% of our sky, which is not the universe sky, or is it?
Well, when we say 4% of the sky, we just mean what we can see if we stand. Well, about 10% of the night sky we can see. But the thing is that, as I say, it has zoomed in along the plane of the Milky Way. If anybody's in out the west of Ireland and you see that beautiful band of light in the sky, you know, that's the Milky Way galaxy. We can just about see it with our naked eye.
Yeah.
And it's zoomed in at the centre of it and taken 200,000 images of the central region. So it's, as you say, nearly 10,000 times the area of a full moon. So it takes a lot of full moons to fill the sky. But it's still a big patch of the sky. But as I say, then they went in there with 200,000 images over 13 years.
And this information now is publicly available. I'm wondering, and this is a philosophical question, Kevin, as we find out more about, you know, where we are in the universe. Do you think that's going to affect future generations' self-image? Because we're so minuscule, aren't we?
Well, we'd like to think so. Current conflicts in the world, you know, debate whether we can come to a consensus on these things. But Carl Sagan used to say, these are the great demotions, as in putting ourselves in our own place, you know? Get back in your box a little bit. Now, as we often like to say in science, life is the most complex thing we know as well. So we don't want to actually
put ourselves down too much.
But by the same token, this does help give us a greater sense of our place in the universe. And hopefully that's a good thing into the future, you know?
And is there other intelligent life? You have to ask that. I'm contractually obliged, Kevin, every time. So will this in any way help us answer that question?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're only beginning to scratch the surface in all this, Ray. Like, we're not there yet. And so for all the young people listening, they'll get involved in this. We're only at the beginning stages of this mapping. And the big question is, are there other planets there with life around them? We're only starting out on that journey. This map will help hugely. Okay. Because when we understand how stars are born, and therefore how many planets there are, then we can start to understand, like, map the kinds of planets. And we're already doing that, by the way. But this will help. There's a ton of information in there that has to be trawled through over the next decade or so that will tell us a lot more about the number of planets are in the Milky Way, what kinds of planets, which ones might have metals like iron on them and all that kind of stuff.
Now, since the last mapping of the Milky Way, of course, AI has come on in leaps and bounds. Yeah. And only in the last year it's come on exponentially. So will AI be used to analyse this billion books worth of data?
Absolutely, because this is not the only survey coming online. There are gigantic surveys, other ones coming very, very soon, by the way. And the thing is that we actually say in this kind of science, the same as in genetics, there aren't enough people alive in the world to go through this data fully. Uh-huh, right. So we do need, it's not that we're just kind of, like, I step back with AI, as do many of us. We're afraid, we're apprehensive of it. But there's no doubt in using things like machine learning, we can basically trawl through millions of times more investigation than we could possibly do. And that's already happening with this data set, by the way. So in other words, we'll literally pick out planets in this survey that we would have never found had we even set thousands of people to look for them. So AI, or as we would like to say in more scientific level, machine learning algorithms will go and trawl through this data and maybe find patterns that will give answers to questions we otherwise wouldn't see. So I suppose that's where we get a bit apprehensive and the AI starts to think for itself in a way. But absolutely, I'm afraid, big data and AI are very, very much coming in the area of astronomical science as well.
So artificial intelligence could discover intelligent life on another planet.
Do you know what? That's a very good point to make there, because it might spot kinds of patterns of technology we wouldn't see.
Yeah.
People are kind of proposing that maybe the way it happens.
Okay. Yeah. Kevin Nolan, lecturer in physics, Technological University Dublin. Thanks, Kevin. Thank you.
My pleasure, as always.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.